From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. After trading over a dollar for the better part of the last almost 8 months, December futures cotton prices have taken a late season turn back to the 90s. According to MorningAgClips.com, after a nice recovery from June and July lows, prices have pulled back over the past few weeks. Prices tried to stabilize around $1.02 to $1.05, but lost another 6.75 cents last week. Cotton prices have now dropped 12.3 cents over the past 2 weeks. The USDA extended the application deadline for Grazing Lands Conservation Initiative Cooperative Agreements to October 6th. USDA is investing up to $12 million in partnerships that expand access to conservation technical assistance for livestock producers and increase the use of conservation practices on grazing lands. PROTECT proposals will identify and address barriers to accessing grazing assistance for producers. The EPA withdrew its interim approval of glyphosate, the most widely used weed killer in the world, while insisting that the herbicide is safe to use and does not cause cancer. Agriculture.com reports in a court filing, the EPA said it would concentrate on completing the periodic review of glyphosate required by law, most likely in 2026. First approved in 1974, the maker Bayer is defending the chemical against hundreds of lawsuits that allege it is carcinogenic. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.